Today is Monday, the 27th of January, in the third week of Ordinary Time. Ladysmith Black Mambazo sing, "Ve Inclisio Yami." O my heart, be wise when your enemies surround you. Keep praying, ask the Lord for help, for he is powerful. That is your weapon, do not lose it. Pray without ceasing, for the Lord is powerful. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
The scribes who came down from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons." And he called them to him, and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit."
How do you think Jesus felt when he was accused of being possessed by the devil?
Yeah,
How does he answer the accusation? Has he lost his temper? Or is he quite calm in his response? Sometimes people get very worried about what Jesus says here. Whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. Do these words worry you at all? How would you advise someone who was worried or frightened by them? Now, listen to the passage again, and notice that there are two opposing sides in the story. Ask yourself, which side would I like to be on? Which side am I on?
The scribes who came down from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons." And he called them to him, and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit."
Finally, sum up in a prayer all that you'd like to say to God the Father, or to Jesus, or to the Holy Spirit.
Ungalahli wena isikhali. fene
yebo fene
esha esha
uzoke.
Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.